One night a few moons ago I saw flecks of what could have been lights, but it might have just been you passing by unbeknownst to life is emotionally abusive and time can stop me quite like you did and my flight was awful. Thanks for asking, I'm unglued thanks to you. And it's like snow on the beach, we're fucking beautiful, flying in a dream. Stars by the pocket full, you wanting me tonight feels impossible, but it's coming down, no sound, it's all around. So it snowed here in the UK this week, and I went down to Brighton for a daytime gig. And if you're near the sea, you have to see the sea, right? It's an annoying thing. I didn't have much time. But if you're near the sea, you have to see the sea. That's right, isn't it? It comes from childhood, when the most exciting thing was driving away on holiday and being the first one to see the sea. I can see the sea! So exciting! All our holidays were in the UK because we were poor, but I never mentioned that. Certainly not in my stand-up comedy. I don't want a leg up on my working class roots, I just want to get a leg up on a pile of my better jokes. And so I was down in Brighton. Snow on a stony beach. If there's one thing more unappealing than a stony beach, then it's snow on a stony beach. But of course, we're in England. Of course there were people on the beach. Parents with young kids. Because the kids have been told that the seaside is exciting. I can see the sea. They have to be on the beach, whatever the weather. So their parents have to be on the beach too, where they definitely don't want to be. But they'll do it for the kids. Or their grandkids. And the gig I was doing down in Brighton was an afternoon thing. It was a bring your own baby gig. A brilliant idea where parents bring their own babies to the comedy. You know, as a break, you know, from the utter monotony of the first few months of having a kid. And anyway, I was on the beach and there was an older couple in their 60s with a tiny baby and I said to them, geez, aren't you cold? And the man said, oh son, you're confusing me with a person far younger than him when it was quite close. Ah, son, you feel the cold less when you're our age. And I thought, you know, that's empirically not true, is it? You know, but I wasn't going to argue with him. It wasn't the place, and I was freezing my tits off. Because I was very close to his age. And I said, what brings you here anyway? What brings you here to the beach in the cold? And I said, is it what the kids want? And the woman said, oh no, actually he doesn't love it, to be honest. He just cries all the time, but we do, because we used to be in the armed forces out on the water and we are celebrating our 50-year anniversary together. So we're taking our grandson out. And I said, what's the secret? What's the secret? 50 years, that's amazing. What's the secret? And this woman looked at this man and just said, well, it's very simple, the secret. We just love each other. We just love each other very much. And she said, do stuff for you. Do stuff for you and not always for the kids. And I thought, yes, that is the secret, isn't it? So I went to this bring your own baby gig. The parents loved it. And the babies hated it. They just screamed the whole way through. They hated it, but screw the kids, right? As long as the kids are happy, no. As long as you're happy. Because as long as you're happy, the kids will naturally be happy too. Save yourselves first. Love yourselves. Because there will sometimes be snow on the beach. But there can always be sun in our hearts. Merry Christmas. Lots of love to you.